Hello.
Hello. This is Middle School Happy Hour
on Radio Free Brooklyn.
And I'm Emily.
And I'm Jamie.
And we are here with another special guest, not here, but, you know,
in spirit. Can you hear me?
In spirit. Yes. Okay, very loud and clear.
Okay. I'll turn myself down here.
There we go. We have Mr. Cade Sadler
on
the show
with us today. Hey, Cade. We're so excited to have you on the show. We've been wanting to do this for a long time.
We scheduled it a year ago.
And a year.
I was supposed
what
to
happened?
Come March. I feel like my date was March 19th. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Literally 3 days, 4 days after the world ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We did have you in the calendars. That's right. Yeah. It's been a weird year.
Yeah.
But we're so excited. We had to figure out how to do the show remotely in multiple ways, and then finally...
This is a good way. This is good. It's a good setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, we finally figured it out.
We finally figured it out. I took, but anyway, we're so excited to have you. We love your playlist. So what years were you in middle school?
So I'm like millennial... Status 1999 2000 or no 1998 99 2000 that was or I guess no it went to 2001 so I started
okay,
in 98 yeah. Went to 2001
amazing and your playlist is like the most like delicious smattering of late 90s like
very alt
rock.
Oh, Napster had just come out when I was so
oh
it went from a lot
God.
Of like a lot like Napster came out when I was in 7th grade, 8th grade. So like it goes from like very radio rock to like then I could finally go find all these like bands they didn't play on the radio like Sonic Youth and that kind of shit. Like
amazing, cool. That's so good.
So it starts very Limp so Bizkit, ends very Sonic Youth.
I saw Limp Bizkit and then not Kid Rock. I was like, ooh,
Kid Rock
I
on
so
TRL.
Excited.
Was huge.
So
he was
funny.
At number one with Ba Wa Ta Ba for a long time. And I fucking
so good.
Rocked out to it. It was amazing.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. So I'm curious what we're gonna start with a classic middle school favorite, My Own Worst Enemy by Lit.
Yeah.
Which continued. I was in middle school like 3-ish years after you were. And this one
was in middle school like another few
years
later.
And still a hit. Still
holds
a hit.
Up.
That one
the band's
up.
Name is like more prevalent now, prominent than ever.
Yeah.
I don't know if people say it more. That song was when I was in 6th grade at the talent that song had come out. And then at the talent show there was a band, I'm trying to remember who all was in it, but they were called Somerset 609. It was like a band in 8th grade. And I remember being like, these guys are amazing. And they played that song at the talent show. And I was like, these guys are fucking phenomenal. Like, these guys are going to be famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, here we go.
Said or what you
we're back. And we're back. So we just listened to Backslider by Toadies. So why did you put that song on your playlist, Mr. Sattler?
They are a Dallas band, and I grew up outside of right outside of Dallas, and there was a huge alt rock thing going on. Like a lot of amazing bands, and I feel like Toadies, everyone knows that one song, Possum Kingdom, but they haven't heard a lot of the other songs off that record. They had another record. They kind of got less and less good. That was the main one. Yeah, this whole record was amazing, and I remember being young and thinking, like, because it came out in 1994, and then like 4 years later, I remember like discovering the record and being like, I missed it. Like, I'm so like not cool. Like, because I didn't know about this when it was happening. Because I was like fucking six.
Seven, yeah.
Like, every song on this record was amazing. They were a Dallas band, so like everybody knew them. It was just, and they got played every song on the record. They played this song on the radio a lot. And
that's cool.
They're all kind of dark. Like, this song, he says a lot of stuff like, it's a lot of Jesus and like, it's like a violent baptism scene. Whoa. It's really weird. I was like, this guy must be Catholic too. Says Jesus in like every song. It's all not very, I don't know, Christian. You know, it's very kind of evil.
That's so cool. Like satanic.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. So what was it like growing up outside of Dallas in middle school? What was the scene like?
A lot of riding bikes. There's my four, like my three best friends in middle school. Kevin, Abina standing right next to me, and Ian on the end. And me and Ian and Abina have had no game. Kevin had game. He was the first one to get the girlfriend.
Adorable. That's so funny.
That's so funny.
And he was taller and stronger than all of us too. It was a lot of wrestling matches. All of us wrestling. And like, it was us trying to like take down Kevin a lot of times. Yeah. Just wrestling. I spent so much of middle school wrestling these three guys. it was the glory days, you know. And the town was called Flower Mound, Texas, and I lived literally right next to the namesake of the town, which was a big hill covered in wildflowers.
Oh my god!
And it was like an Indian burial ground.
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh my god.
It's crazy.
So interesting. Like,
it's a beautiful, very picturesque little home.
Holy moly.
Wow.
So Kate has given me and Jamie like the reins on this episode to pick the song.
I made a long playlist, and I just wanted to see, because I also wasn't sure what you'd used before. So I was like, I kind of want to let them hit me with songs. Be like, what? Why did you put this on?
Ooh, it's fun. It's fun and different. It's like,
it is. It's a new style.
I know. All right. So I think I really, really want to play Limp Bizkit right now.
I have to say, that was like, you know, sixth grade. I had the Limp Bizkit shirt. Mm. I had like the knockoff JNCOs and just.
Did you?
My mom would not buy me the full price JNCOs.
No.
I got Zones, which started and ended with a Z. Z-O-N-E-Z. Oh, and
that was the off-brand name of the jeans.
Yeah, Zones.
Wow. That's amazing.
And my Limp Bizkit shirt, thought I was hot shit.
And this song, I mean, I remember hearing this song when I was a kid, and like, it's like that feeling where you're like, I like it, but I don't. I'm also scared of this when you're like too young for it, and then you sort of transition. So it's Nookie. It's Limp Bizkit song Nookie. And
I wasn't sure if you'd ever had that played on here. I was like, they must have.
Absolutely not. No.
No one is willing to admit. But you know what? I'm honest with the audience. Yes, and I'm honest with myself. I loved this song when it came out, even though it's like, whereas clearly about adult themes that I had not experienced yet.
That's what middle school's about.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's all how you learn.
It's how you, yes.
All right, let's cue it up. Let's go. Let's dive into Nookie. We'll be right back.
We're back. All right. And we're back. a lovely Weezer choice, Cade. Hash pipe.
You know.
So what? Why is that song on your middle school playlist?
It came out when I was in eighth grade, and I remember hearing it for the first time. I was cleaning my dad's car, and he would pay me to do that on the weekends sometime. And
so suburban.
And it was so like, sweet. I remember feeling like I'd missed the boat on Weezer too, because the blue album that already came out, and then they put this out. And then I feel like they got really popular after this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was like probably the most popular band by the time I got to ninth grade, right after this. And it's just, yeah, we were saying it's got that Munsters theme.
That, like, going scary. On
like bum 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 da da da, da like a little bit like evil, like slasher film sort of.
I hear it when you say, and
you know,
yeah, for sure. And like that fuzz guitar, they're great.
The video was great for anybody that remembers. It was like sumo wrestlers in slow motion, like slamming each other, and then they would be playing guitar in the middle of the sumo ring, or they have like the drum set up. It was really cool.
That's cool. Did you watch a lot of music videos?
I loved watching music videos, and I'm really sad that they don't play that kind of stuff on MTV anymore. But like, yeah, I watched that. I would watch TRL a lot in middle school, especially
Carson Daly.
Yeah,
I didn't know he did TRL.
Oh, he was TRL.
What are you talking about? God. He was a man on TRL. No.
He invented that shit.
Yeah, he was the guy. He was the host of TRL. Yeah. That's how, that's where he got his start. I think.
Yes.
I mean, that's how
he became a household
name. That's how he was introduced to America. Was like, I'm Carson Daly. This is TRL. This is NSYNC for the third month in a row.
Yeah,
they are still at number one.
Yeah,
wild. I know.
I didn't really watch TRL. I did
before my time. I did at my friends' houses, so like I was a little too young. I wasn't allowed to watch it. It would be like after school when the parents were like, you know, doing their own thing, and we would be at each other's houses and watch it. But we knew that it wasn't really like.
Ooh.
I know it was a little because it would be interspersed between all these like super not like PC not well not even that word just like inappropriate shows for kids like dating shows like
Singled out.
Yeah, singled out or like what's like it's not called Rejected. What's it called?
Oh, Next.
Next. I love Next.
Oh, Next.
Watched a lot of that. Watched a lot of dating shows actually when I was in like middle school and early or even in high school. I watched they had one called Fifth Wheel or Blind Date. I watched Blind Date. I remember thinking that it was like a game show and then like realizing after a while I was like, no, like this really is just a blind date. And they like put things like they'd be making fun of them on the screen, like as they went, and like, yeah, just probably, yeah, I don't know, probably wasn't something I should have been watching, as a little kid.
What a time to be alive! I mean,
that's the time,
honestly. Okay, so I'm ready. I'm excited for another song. This was so good, and we're not going to get to all of it, which makes me sad. But
you know, well,
we can do
I'll
a part two.
Look,
always. I know.
I'm trying to think. I'll post the link to the playlist.
Yes. And we'll definitely have the social media up on here. So, okay. So, like, I also want to talk about that you are a musician.
Yes. I perform under the name Reclining Nude with my band, but I write all the songs and sing. So, check out Reclining Nude. And I also have, like, my personal Spotify is under the name Reclining Nude. So, if you look up Reclining Nude, I got playlists on there too, but look it up on Spotify and follow, you know,
so good.
Like, subscribe, smash that like button, you know,
it's the best.
Play music in middle school.
That is, that's when I got like my first electric guitar and, kind of learned how to play guitar. And I was in, I guess in seventh grade, I got a drum set and my parents were saints for letting me keep that in the garage for couple years before I don't know I eventually went and started practice like moved it to my friend's house where we rehearsed. I was in a ska band you know in ninth and 10th grade.
I know you were in a ska
band. I played drums in a ska band.
Oh,
I played in other bands in high school, played guitar in another band in high school, and
that's amazing.
Played a lot.
That's amazing. Are there any songs on your list that you think was like very influential for you as a burgeoning musician? time. That's virgining. It's not spelled that way.
I'm trying to, I mean, really all, like, almost all of them. Because I except like kind of the like whatever new metal rap metal stuff like Limp Bizkit and Korn, like they had they used 7-string guitars and that's why it had that like weird really dissonant noise, and I didn't have a 7-string. I didn't really want to learn how to play because I was already having trouble with the 6-string, so I'm like let's just keep it simple, guys. So but like a lot of these songs, especially, I didn't really put this on there, but I did have one Green Day song on there, but Nirvana and Green Day, like looking up tabs online. And then, listening to these songs and then going and looking up how to play them. And, you know, some of them were too hard to play, but all very influential.
That's awesome.
We listen to
Y'all pick.
I want to listen to Green Day.
Oh my god! And it's on the only Green Day album I owned because it was the one that had Good Riddance on it.
Right. Oh yeah, the classic this one song. Is so good. This is kind of a deep cut, but like Dookie and had all the hits and like Brains Too. Everyone liked that, but this one was deep on Nimrod, and it's awesome though.
That's great. Perfect. I think this is great.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. So this is Prosthetic Head by Green Day.
Face to erase.
Okay, you are listening to Middle School Happy Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. And Radio Free Brooklyn is supported by City Running Tours. City Running Tours is now offering neighborhood running tours as a way to discover the history of New York neighborhoods while on a run. New York City takes pride in the diversity and character of its neighborhoods, and these unique running tours offer an opportunity to learn the history of a neighborhood and get personal recommendations from your guide. Choose from tours of 23 neighborhoods, including the East Village, Upper West Side, Bushwick, Long Island City, and Roosevelt Island. For more information about the running tours and to see the list of neighborhoods and full tour schedule, check out their website at cityrunningtours.com/New York City and check out a live tour every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Instagram.com/cityrunningtours. Now back to the show. And it was Help Save the Youth of America from Extinction.
Exploding.
The E's cut off. Help Save the Youth of America from E.
From Exploding. It's a great song title. Also.
Great record. Hello Rock View. I had All My Best Friends Are Metalheads on it too. That was like their big popular song. But awesome. These were all bands that I didn't get to hear until I got Napster. Napster had come out and it was like, I downloaded. I would think of Sonic Youth. I found out about them on Napster because I'd be like, I've heard of this band and I know cool people that like wear their shirts. So I'm going to go look up the band and I would like look up the band, look up the track title, just steal. They're just completely stealing music and then like download every track title and then burn it onto a CD. Yep. And but that's how I, you know, some of my favorite records like Daydream Nation, all those. And those were even super old. Those came out in the 80s. So I was like, wow, like these are vintage. Like, because it was like 2001.
Right.
Wow.
So cool. That's awesome.
But yeah, that so that was another band, Less Than Jake. Yeah. Didn't really get played on the radio, but I had Napster them. And then eventually LimeWire.
Yeah. LimeWire was,
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be looking up Sum 41 songs because they had a bunch of, like unreleased right. cuts, Sum
41,
right?
They're probably, it's probably an amazing song no matter what.
Right, and but, like, half the time it would actually be, like, a Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, like, cover, and then someone just, like, this is Sum 41, and just label it like that. Oh, I was like, this is not.
Yeah, I feel like at some point LimeWire just started, I don't know, it, like, I feel like I downloaded something, yeah, that was a virus or something that eventually my parents were like, we're taking this off the computer because... You should, yeah. This is stealing anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember in middle school too, also like afternoons after school, like semi latchkey kids, right? Like going over to each other's houses and being at one girl's house. And she was showing me her LimeWire and showing downloading like Mindless Self-Indulgence. And like, which is like very like.
That's like shocking as a young kid. Yes.
It was shocking, but I think I was mostly scared about like how I really like some of the songs. And I was like, I think I'm a scary kid. Like,
yeah. Like I might be fucked up in the head.
That's exactly kind of good. Well, you mentioned Sonic Youth. So I think.
Yeah, let's play it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
This is another thing. Napster introduced me to this kind of stuff.
Awesome. And it's Kissability, which is a like great name. Song name. Yeah, off their Daydream Nation album.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're back. That was the awesome song Moment of Weakness by Biff Naked, of the album I, Bithicus, which is the greatest album title. Oh my God.
So yeah, it was so random. It's such a random band. Like, I feel like that was, I guess maybe if you look up on Spotify, there was one other song that had more plays, but I'd never heard of it. But yeah, it was, there was a alt rock radio station that I listened to called 94.5 The Edge in Dallas, KDGE, and they had a top five every night, and this was at the number one spot for a few weeks at some point, and it was in the top five for a couple, like a month or so.
It was so good. I'm gonna go on a deep dive after this.
Yeah,
so I don't know any other songs though.
No, and it's funny that I even heard that song because it was just, you know, the randomness of the internet. But it she only has 500,000 listens on Spotify for that song.
I mean,
random. Yeah,
very random. Yeah. Speaking of cool girls, did you have any middle school crushes?
Oh my God!
Oh, so many.
Is that why you became a musician, to get the lead?
I mean, I think that's why everyone does, honestly. Yeah, yeah. Let's be real. I mean, there was a ton of girls that I had crushes on. I had no game. I had zero. Aww. I mean, I feel like there were girls that probably did like me back that I was a lot of chatting on AIM. All that Pen AIM. 15, everything on Pen 15 was so accurate. Because that was actually exactly when I was in middle school.
Right.
It was
like, oh my God.
So, right. I mean, I chatted on AIM with girls all the time. There was a chick in seventh grade. There was this girl named Nicole that I had a big crush on. And she was moving, and I knew she was moving the next year. But like her and her friend Vicky, I would always sit next to them in English. And then like near the end of the semester, or like the end, like right before summer, she's like, we're getting along, like laughing and stuff. And Vicky's there. She's like, Kate, Nicole likes you. And I remember just being like, like my face was like beet red. And I was just like, I don't even know what to say. And then I remember seeing her on the last day of school, like up. I'm riding my bike with my friends. We're leaving school. We got out early that day, whatever. And I see her like up on the thing, like up standing. She's like standing on the hill where the school is. And I'm riding away on my bike. And I like waved. And I remember being like thinking later, I was like, I should have gone and talked to Nicole. Like professed my love. Totally miss it. So all you middle school kids, all you middle school kids out there, go profess your love.
Dang.
One that got away, you know? Sorry. Aww. Sorry, Blair. I love you, baby. It's today's Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Or tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Aww. Well, if she didn't get away, then you wouldn't have dated Blair and then you wouldn't be on the show. Yeah. So,
as long as you made it to the show, Kate,
you're doing fine.
Amazing. So, we have time for probably a couple more songs.
Yeah.
Now that we've played a few, in your gut, in your heart of heart, are there any songs that you're going to be like, man, we should have listened to that song?
I'm looking here. I feel like we've covered a lot of good ones. I was thinking we could either do Back That Ass Up or just to get some rap in here, or My Name Is was also, that is almost like another.
Yeah.
It might have been pre-middle school for me. Oh, actually, no, it was like sixth grade when My Name Is came out.
Yeah. Do you have a preference, Jamie?
I want to hear Back That Ass Up.
Okay, all amazing. Right. I think you're right. Let's mix it up with a more accurate picture of what that era sounded like, too.
Yeah.
So this is Back That Ass Up with Juvenile, Lil Wayne.
And Manny.
Manny Fresh.
Manny Fresh, yeah.
Bless. Alrighty,
cool.
Back That Ass Up. All right, here we go. Trash it, I'm a big time. couch, yeah. Wanna bring it to my house, yeah. On the couch, yeah. Knock a pussy out, yeah. Get them out, yeah. I wanna see these hoes, yeah. Bend it low, yeah. Let me run it in the hole, yeah. Hit me no, yeah. Girl, you look good, want you back that ass up. You's a fine motherfucker, want you back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Oh, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, you look good, want you back that ass up. You's a fine motherfucker, want you back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Oh, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. I know you can't stand it. Dick bandit, done landed. See your drones handy. You go get it, y'all. Can't spit it, y'all. Put the bitch on the wall and I hit it, y'all. Looking kinda lonely. I'm feeling honey. Put the dick in the middle like Monet. Big dick plumber chick and a hummer chick. Beat the dick like a motherfucking drummer chick. See that, put a cat. Look at that. I love a fucking hoodie rat. That's a fact. You motherfucking get it, girl. Quit it, girl. I'm the nigga. The nigga, nigga. The hit it, girl.
And we're back.
We are back with Mr. Cade Sadler.
We're back that ass up.
Hey,
fine.
Pun master, Cade Sadler. We have had so much fun with you on the show today. We have not had this type of music, like the types of songs you had on the show. I think
I'm older than y'all. I'm older. I'm 34.
You're older. You're indier than we are.
Don't worry.
You're not the oldest person we've had on this show. I don't know if that was not what we were saying.
What were like the oldest era of songs that you guys had?
We've had like 70s.
Yeah, we've had the show, the station founder was one of our first guests, and he was like, Kiss was like.
That's so cool though. I love that. I love that.
And we had my dad make like a playlist. He was an official guest, but he had a playlist that was like all 70s.
Yeah. But that being said, like this is stuff that was like, it's older than we are, but it was like out in the world when we were like developing as human beings. So it's like part of our brains. Yeah.
It informed our tastes in the bands that like we ended up listening to in middle school.
Definitely.
Like kind of knowing like, oh, I kind of like this, but that this new band is just a little newer. And like,
there would not have been Sum 41 if there had not been Green Day and like all of that stuff.
Definitely. You know? They were like the ones that kind of got it popularized this type of music. And I feel like a lot of this stuff's coming back around again, like all the
totally. Yeah. It's that nostalgia
alt-rock
factor.
Yeah. Definitely.
That millennials never letting go.
Yeah. I remember my mom
holding on for dear life.
I remember my mom talking about that too when we got this from our parents. Like I remember my mom talking about, she's like, hated classic rock stations because she's like, you know, why do they have all these classic rock stations? Like, why does my generation want to make your generation like listen to all the songs that we grew up with? Because like when I was in high school, I wasn't going back and listening to stuff that came out in like 1945 to 1955. Like,
yeah, because
like,
that stuff was boring.
Yeah, she was just like, but like my generation is going to listen to the same, you know, 150 songs on a classic rock station for the next 50 years
till we die.
I think it has to do with like radio as a form,
definitely. Recorded music and just like
the
everything
prevalence of it. We're like the first generation that's able to so easily go back and just find any video clip we want to remember. Oh my god, it's like, oh, you remember Pete and Pete, and it's just like I have that on DVD, whereas like our parents, they didn't have,
or you can stream it.
You can stream it, like they, but like, right, yeah, that's even an old reference now. But like, our parents didn't have like VHS players at all, right? Like,
no,
it was live TV or bust.
Yeah, like, and also we can record stuff so easily now that like, you can record a song and put it out basically at the same day. Or at or record it and put it out live, like, whatever, cast it. So crazy, but
it's so crazy. But hey,
these are all. I'm glad you enjoyed this playlist because this was it was fun to make.
So good,
and I had to admit, I tried to do some deeper cuts, and I was like, I know you guys have been doing the show for a bit, so I wanted to get some stuff that I was hoping that a lot of it hadn't been on the show already.
Yeah, you definitely delivered on that front. So great job, Cade. Once again, if people want to find you and the music that you make, how can they find you?
Okay, so my band is Reclining Nude. Is that like a painting reference?
Love it.
And if you do at Reclining Nude on Instagram. You can follow me there and just look it up on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, YouTube. And hopefully I'll have some more music out pretty soon. I put stuff out last summer, right around the time the protests started happening, like is when it came out. So it was kind of weird promoting it. But right, yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to post about this right now. Yeah. But now that I'm on the show, go check out the EP, the Reclining Nude EP on Spotify.
Yeah, they rock. So.
Yeah, amazing. Well, Cade, thank you so much.
Of course.
What a pleasure. We're going to go out with an Offspring song. The Offspring.
The Offspring. This was one of the first CDs I ever bought. I remember having a collection of CDs. I only had like a collection of like 10 CDs early on. I remember like loving them and like reading all the liner notes. And this was probably the first one in that collection. And my mom hated it because it starts out saying his girlfriend's a bitch, like right at the jump. First thing you hear, my friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch. Like, they wouldn't even put it out today. They'd be this is violence.
So funny.
That being said, this did come out and it was a big influence on a bunch of children in the world. So.
We listened to it in the formative years of my life, and that's why I am an awful person to this day. I know, I'm fishing for compliments.
You're the greatest.
This record I had on CD, and I remember I got it when I was in sixth grade, and then we went to Disney World. Aww. Because my sisters are both younger than me, and I was just at that like age where it's like I still liked Disney stuff, but like I also had to be cool. So I was like walking around listening to this CD at Disney World, and like my parents would be like, come on, like, we're gonna go. And I'm like, that's not cool, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, see, like, Mushu from Mulan and be like, oh, get a picture of Mushu. And then I go back to like, my friend's got a girlfriend and she hates that bitch. Like, it was such a, like, that moment where you're going from being a fucking little kid to, like, starting to be like, I need to get cool and older.
Right, it's so funny.
So this record, I was listening to it all over. I was like, I remember hearing it, listening to it being on the monorail by myself at some point, being like, I'm a teenager now or whatever. Like, I remember thinking I was like super cool in my Hawaiian shirt with my gelled hair. All right, let's listen to it.
All right. This has been Middle School Happy Hour
on Radio Free Brooklyn.
We'll be back next Thursday
at 10 p.m.
Stay tuned for some more independent media. And here is Why Don't You Get a Job?
Yeah, yeah. My friend's got a girlfriend.